Hi, this is Paul Jendrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're going to be chatting about Art Prize 2012. I'm joined in studio by Cindy Buckner. She's the curator for the Grand Rapids Art Museum. Artist Rick Bierhorst, his exhibit is called Perspective Lifters. You can check that out at Madcap Coffee at 98 Monroe Center. And Daryl Love, his piece is called Deep Within, and you can check that out at West Coast Coffee at 55 Monroe Center. How you guys doing today?
Absolutely fantastic, Paul. Thanks.
All right, glad to be here.
Doing good, Paul.
So, Cindy, you curated the Graham for the last few years. The Graham has been consistently in the top 10. What are some of the pieces and the artists that you're showcasing this year?
Well, this year we have a range of pieces that all deal with the theme of transformation. Some of the highlights are Kumi Yamashita from New York with her origami piece, which is a light and shadow sculpture. Mm-hmm. Adana Carr from Los Angeles with a 30-foot graphite drawing of animals called elephants. Mm-hmm. And Haresh Lalvani from New York with GR Flora, which is five steel sculptures.
Okay. And Rick and Daryl, I'd love to hear about your pieces, Perspective Lifters and Deep Within. What inspired these pieces for you guys?
Well, I'll start.
Okay.
Ours began with really a group of people that have been meeting throughout the summer, and we just started talking about what we wanted to do. And one thing that had come up in my artwork were, for a while, were ladders and houses. Mm-hmm. And as imagery, not really sure what they meant at the time.
Did you have a dream or something?
No, I didn't. No? Just things sort of surface in an okay. artist's work, and those images surfaced. And then there was an inspirational reading that my wife had, and it was actually entitled, or the phrase Perspective Lifter was in there.
Okay.
And the gist of the thought was when problems and frustrations come your way, you can get mad about it, or you can see it as there's an opportunity in mm-hmm. this
sure.
kind of problem. That's what artists are anyway. We're problem solvers.
Right.
And so that was kind of the genesis of the idea.
Okay. And Daryl?
Deep Within was the next level up from last year's painting.
And what was the name of that one?
Again? It was called The Fisketeer, and that was supposed to show how scary change was.
Okay.
And going through all those changes, I was trying to figure out who I was supposed to be, mm-hmm. and it's more of an interpretation of my soul.
Okay. And, on those pieces, what do you want people to take away from them when they come in and view them?
Well, for our piece, it's what would be considered a site-specific installation, so it was made specifically for that space, which
okay.
has, big front windows, has a 15-foot ceiling. It's very tall, but typically when we would go in and see art shows, they were, art pieces kind of plunked along the wall by the,
sure.
by the coffee tables where people sat. We wanted to really get people kind of experiencing that space in a new way. So we made,
okay.
That was a big concern of ours.
Now, I've not been in there yet to Madcap to see it. However, mm-hmm. I've seen photos online,
yeah.
and I really love how, you've got these houses, in the air.
Right.
It kind of almost reminds me of like a scene from Wizard of Oz or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is kind of floating around. We have 100 houses that were woodcut print, hand block printed,
okay.
and then cut and folded mm-hmm. One at a time, suspended from the ceiling with fish line.
Okay. How long did it take to install?
Installation was about 3 hours.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No.
And Daryl, what do you want people to take away from your piece when they come visit?
I don't want them to think of it as something negative.
Okay.
They'll have to read the caption because it kind of twists everything around and makes it into a positive.
Okay. And can you share with me a bit about what the caption states?
It's supposed to tell you to be happy with who you are.
Okay.
So, once you figure out who you're supposed to be, you should be happy, live life happily, and sure, there's ups and downs and
sure.
negative things, but, just try to be happy being you.
Okay. Now, Rick, this was also a family collaboration
mm-hmm.
for you. So how do you decide which family member does what as far as the design of the piece?
Well, and some of our family members are pretty young and they couldn't care less at this point. So they're off, doing what they do. But my
sure.
older daughters, Pearl is naturally a videographer and photographer
okay.
and a writer. So that she kind of handles that role, documentation.
Mm-hmm.
My other daughter, Rose, who is just a real get it done kind of person. So she's gonna she doesn't live at home anymore, but she'll call me up and say, "What do we need to do today?
Okay,
can I come over? Can we make some more houses?" So she just really drives the project along. My wife makes sure that I remember things like this radio appointment this morning.
Okay, okay.
You know? And
well,
then
I appreciate that.
We actually had 12 other collaborators outside of our family that were doing other things as well.
Okay, okay. How long, you said 3 hours to install, but how long on putting all the houses
and it really, from brainstorming the idea to creating the plan to working the plan, it was a really all summer long project. I didn't count hours, but a lot.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Cindy, I'm sure curating the venue like the Graham is quite an undertaking. What are you looking for in the pieces that you select?
Well, we're looking for artists who either have an established reputation or an established style that they've been working in for a few different years. And particularly for pieces that you want to come back to and that you find more in when you come back to view them a second or third time.
Okay.
So not something that you get just like in 1 second. The visitor should be able to establish their own relationship with the work of art.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes you see that and you just want to return time and time and again.
Exactly. And that it can either be through a really detailed piece or something that when you view it from a different angle, you see a different dimension to it. It's all about what the viewer can draw out of it themselves.
Now, what are you looking at as far as the flow of the pieces when you decide what goes where?
Yeah, we have to take into account the crowds for Art Prize, which is a pretty unique way of curating. I don't know a lot of curators that have to do that. Take into account 160,000 people coming through.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And so they are a little bit more spread out than our normal exhibitions to have room for the crowds to see each individual piece.
Okay.
And in addition, we want the pieces that are next to each other to work well with each other, to have something in common or at least the same kind of style. And then, of course, we always have quite a few large pieces.
Sure.
There's two pieces that are more than 20 feet wide, and so we only have a few galleries that can accommodate that.
Okay.
And so it's a multitude of factors that come into placing the show.
Now, do you maybe have things set up to begin with a certain way, and then you start swapping pieces around because something flows a little bit better?
I do. I do a lot of mock-ups along the way, both digitally and creating little maquettes.
Okay.
Because we do a map of our Art Prize installation that we get printed ahead of time. And so I try not to change the layout after we've told the artists where they're going.
Okay.
So I do spend quite a bit of time going back and forth on paper what is going
where. Sure. Now, do you like to have some of the same artists back each year, or do you prefer to keep it as fresh as possible?
We do try to keep it fresh, but then I don't want to discriminate against artists that we've shown before. So this year we have Tim Cleary, who was a return from last year.
What was his
Tim
piece?
Tim Cleary was called... it was bronze female figures with kind of armor.
Okay.
He changed the title of it, so I think it used to be Daughters of Marco Polo.
Okay.
And then this year he's showing a piece called Promise, which is another bronze. It's a very, very delicate piece that's inspired by the death of his son at age 11. And that's front and center on the balcony. And then the other returning artist, not from last year but from the year before, is Chris Laporte.
Okay.
With another large drawing.
Okay. What's his subject matter for this year?
This year is called City Band, and it's based on a photograph of his grandfather's high school marching band in Bay City, Michigan.
Okay.
So it's another large-scale group portrait. It's one-third larger than Cavalry was.
Okay, and that was pretty big.
Yes.
It really drew you in when you were standing
so this
there.
One's is not quite as wide, but it's 50% taller. Okay. So you really get enveloped with the overall scale of it.
Okay. Now, have you already had a preview party or two?
Yes, we did have our preview party last week. We opened a week early.
So what are some of the pieces that people have been, you know, kind of talking about after those parties?
So they've been talking about Chris Laporte, of course, and then Kumi Yamashita, as I mentioned earlier, with the origami piece, and Adana Carr with her large-scale drawing of animals.
Okay.
And then on the first floor, we have Andy Hawks with It's Not My Fault, which is based on his recovery from OCD.
Okay.
So that's black handmade paper and string tongue coming down to a chair.
Okay.
You can see that from the Monroe Center windows.
Okay, okay. Rick and Daryl, there's obviously a lot of venues one can choose. What do you guys look for in a venue that you pick?
Well, for us, we were interested in working with a business,
mm-hmm.
and we were interested in something more than a one-night stand. We were interested
okay.
in a relationship that could carry on past Art Prize.
Okay.
And so Madcap is just such a vibrant, growing company, and besides, we already had some relationship already initiated.
Sure.
So that was kind of a natural place to go to.
Yeah, because I know you've joined me before, and we kind of chatted a little bit about better relationships between artists and corporations,
yeah,
and
Art
Prize being a catalyst for that.
Yeah.
But through the year, have you seen more people getting involved, or artists and corporations working better together?
You know, I don't know if it's really not the way I would like to see it.
Okay.
You know, I still feel like, the artists are brought in and, you know, here's your place where mm-hmm. you're going to put your piece.
Right.
And then when it's over, it's over.
Okay.
And I'm looking for something a lot more symbiotic.
Sure.
Where artists and companies could begin to kind of plan things together, begin to work together.
Right.
I worked with Celebration Cinema as a consultant this past year. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, where we're actually brought to the board table.
Right, right, right. And, maybe it's just going to take time.
Yeah, I think
so. We're only in our fourth year of Art Prize,
yeah.
So in 4 years really isn't a long time. It's still very much in its infancy.
Absolutely.
And, Daryl, what do you look for in a venue choice?
Probably friendly relationships, friendly environments with people, because, a lot of people should be a little more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And the people I'm Who's hosting my work, they're actually pretty cool people. So,
as Rick was saying, he had a relationship with Madcap before. Did you have a relationship with the folks at West Coast before?
No, actually, last year was my first year, and
okay.
they chose me.
Okay.